News release. Simcoe County Rovers FC. Spring is upon us, and in the early days of April the Simcoe County Rovers are preparing for the 2023 League One Ontario season, which starts in just a few short weeks. As defending champions, the team has a lot to be optimistic about. In addition to trying to repeat, the team has the added challenge of participating in the Canadian Championship for the first time. The TELUS Canadian Championship, also known as the Battle of the North, is the nation's highest men's domestic competition featuring clubs from coast to coast across the country, notably professional teams in Major League Soccer and the Canadian Premier League, as well as league winners in League One BC, League One Ontario and League One Quebec. Winners of the 2024 TELUS Canadian Championship lift the Voyagers Cup and qualify to the annual international competition, CONCACAF Champions Cup. Winners of the CONCACAF Champions Cup qualify for the FIFA Club World Cup. The Simcoe County Rovers play former 2017 MLS champions Toronto FC at BMO Field on April 24. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. The Rovers aim to fill the stadium with Rovers Blue as dedicated supporters of the Barrie-based club cheer on their team to pull off what would be the greatest upset in Canadian club history. Pre-sale tickets have been snapped up, according to club CEO Peter Rocco. "We've got the north end of BMO Field full, 1,000 tickets sold, and that's before the seats are released to the public. Our fans are behind us and we hope to make our presence felt and our voices heard," he said. Professional footballer Daniel Henry, one of the club owners, has played in big games like this in the past and has been instrumental in building the players up for their upcoming match. When asked what advice he would give the team ahead of their match against Toronto FC, he had this to say. "As a professional, the best piece of advice I can give this special group is the only thing guaranteed on April 24 at 7:30 p.m. is that they will be playing the biggest match of their young careers. How they show up is up to them. They've got 4 weeks to study their opponents, train to be in peak physical condition and become excellent tactically." Henry has been attending practices and exhibition games as the Rovers prep for the upcoming season. He has learned a great deal over the past 12 months about the core group of players. "They strive to be great," said Henry. "I recently had an opportunity to host the group at a team bonding event. The camaraderie they developed and respect they treat one another with impressed me, as I've been part of teams that have taken years to build that type of trust. It's a group with fierce leadership and highly intelligent individuals. It's an exciting time for the club and the city of Barrie. It marks the first time any sports team from the city has played a professional team in any sport." Henry recognizes the moment and what it means for the community. "Playing against TFC, the biggest club in Canada, is an honor and a treat for the boys and a special moment for the city of Barrie. It allows us to celebrate the success we have had at the club while understanding how much further we need to go and strive for," said Henry. "Playing against TFC will unlock a new fire within the boys. My hope is that after the game, someone gets an opportunity to dream on and go farther in their football journey. The community is clearly behind the team. The Get on the Bus campaign has seen high demand for a round trip from Barrie to BMO Field, with the first bus already sold out and the second near capacity. As the team prepares for the TFC game and its home opener on May 4 at J.C. Massey Field in Barrie, optimism is high and excitement is growing. More than the game itself, I'm excited for the journey," said Henry. "The pivotal steps to what makes a team great is what interests me: the lessons, character building and resilience of players. Real strength comes from adversity. The 24th will be a day the boys deserve to enjoy. They will see how they match up with some of the world's best players. It will give them perspective on how close they are to fulfilling their dreams." The Simcoe County Rovers begin defense of their League One Ontario title April 28 away at Vaughan. The Simcoe County Rovers women play their first game against Vaughan in what should make for an exciting doubleheader. For more information on the Simcoe County Rovers FC, including schedule details, ticket purchase options and sponsorship opportunities, please visit www.roversfc.ca. For an exclusive offer for Simcoe County Rovers vs. Toronto FC tickets, please click here. Single and group tickets to the match can be purchased by visiting www.roversfc.ca.